Okay, I'm gonna get some other people. No, she's been waiting for a long time.
I mean, like, no offense. I'm just standing here as a woman who is pregnant right now. At 3 weeks, when I was pregnant and went to the doctor, I heard my baby's heartbeat. If a human being has a heartbeat, it is a freaking person. Murder is murder no matter what. My aunt can't have children, and she would love to adopt unwanted babies. You don't have to keep it just because you were raped. You don't have to keep it if you don't want it, but there are millions of women out there who can't conceive and want that baby. You don't have to kill it. If it has a beating heart, it's alive. Murder is wrong.
Can I ask you a question? Can you, the woman who was just up here, she had a lot of concerns about the oppression of women and the circumstances women find themselves in. Can you, is there anything that you heard her say that you can agree with?
Honestly, no. I'm sorry. Even as a victim of rape, I have been raped before. I've been raped on 3 different occasions. Do you think that I was going to just kill a child because I was raped? My pregnancy now was unplanned. In no way was it planned. I was on birth control. I didn't choose to have a child. I was in the 20% failure rate. But guess what? Me and my fiance stepped up and said, we made this baby and we're going to take care of it. It's okay to have a baby. You just have to know what to do.
And we really appreciate you sharing, being willing to share your story with us. Can I ask you this? Are the circumstances surrounding your pregnancy easy? Would you say you have, I don't know, $10,000 in the bank? You're independently wealthy. Is it hard?
Honestly, in no way is it easy. When I got pregnant, I lost my job because I wasn't able to make it back and forth to work because I was busy throwing up over a toilet. I have been forced to go from a middle-class citizen who had her own means of insurance, who took care of herself, to now I'm on Medicaid because I have to make sure that this baby gets here by itself. In no way am I some welfare mom, but the only way I can go to my doctor's appointments was to sign up for Medicaid to make sure that I can do whatever it takes to take care of this child because I can't pay for $50 prescription pills. Not every week. I can't. I just can't do it. And it's like, true, once upon a time I had that life. I've lost my car to take care of this baby, so now I ride a bus every day. But I made the decision to have sex, whether I took the birth control pills or not. I made that decision to have sex, and I'm going to make the decision to push out this baby.
Thanks so much for sharing. So I actually found something that you agreed with her about. You agree with this woman who is just here that the circumstances surrounding unplanned pregnancy are really difficult.
True, they're difficult.
You don't agree with her conclusion, right?
I mean,
but you agree with her about that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's never going to be easy to have a baby. Think about what your parents went through. 18 years of your bullshit and they're still dealing with it. Think about it. It's never going to be easy. Like, seriously, which one of us never fought with our parents? Which one of us never gave them hell? How would you feel if they killed you because they didn't want you?
Let me ask you this. Do you think that some of the people who have been talking on open mic today, do you think that the points that they've been making would actually make a lot of sense if what you're carrying right now is not a real human child, and let's just say hypothetically that it was just a kind of a blob of cells that is kind of feeding off your body. If it was just a blob of cells of some type, would their position that abortion should be legal, would that make sense?
Honestly, if it has a heartbeat, whether it's just a blob of cells or not, it is a living, breathing organism, and you're not supposed to kill it.
Let's say it's a blob of cells with a heartbeat. Let's say it's a beating blob of cells.
If it's a bleeding blob of cells, I'm not killing it. I'm sorry. At 3 weeks, when I heard my baby's heartbeat, I fell in love automatically. You don't just kill some human. That's like asking, okay, is it okay for some serial killer to come up and say, well, this lady's pregnant and I don't like the fact that she's pregnant, and since she's only 2 weeks, I'm going to kick her in her stomach so she loses the baby. That's not right. It's the same thing. You're becoming a serial killer by constantly killing the child that you made.
I think for many people there's a difference, and the difference is in the case of someone who kicks a pregnant woman, that's a wanted child. In the case of a woman who gets an abortion, that's an unwanted child. And I think that's what many people think is the difference. In fact, on the other side of our exhibit, that's what we highlight, is that Samuel Armas was a wanted child. We gave him a $35,000 fetal surgery to fix his spina bifida, the child that's next to him on the panel was an unwanted child who got a different kind of surgery, abortion. It's not meant to heal him, not meant to help him, it's meant to kill him. And so I think that's the difference that many people would bring out.
But unwanted children deserve a chance to live, too. I'm sure there's a lot of people here who have felt unwanted. So just because you feel unwanted doesn't mean you should die, or just because people don't want you doesn't mean you should go kill yourself. It doesn't.
I think that's a great point for all of us to remember that we're valuable even if we feel unwanted or kind of out of the loop, so to speak. Thanks so much for sharing your opinion.